Aloha, and welcome to My Mana'o. This is Joy Galatro, a volunteer with Mana'o Radio, 91.7 FM, KMNO, Maui's only non-commercial independent radio station run 100% by volunteers. My Mana'o is a series of interviews with the amazing DJs, all volunteers, of Mana'o Radio. It's a deep dive into the people behind the music, the eclectic music that beams out of this incredible little radio station in Wailuku Town, Maui. In this episode, we're talking with Dr. B, host of not one but two shows on Mana'o Radio. Dr. B is a medical doctor by trade, but as a volunteer DJ with the station for nearly two decades now, he considers himself to be a musical doctor. Week after week, Dr. B takes great care to only choose music that he truly loves and to share music with Mana, because he believes good music is good medicine. So let's listen in as the good Dr. B enlightens us on what inspires his shows and why music is so essential in our lives. All right, well, we are here with Dr. B, a fabulous DJ, longtime DJ here at Mana'o Radio. Welcome, Dr. B. Thanks for joining us on My Mana'o.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, first, I'm delighted to be with you, Joy, and to have a chance to, I guess, tell part of my story. I love storytelling.
Me too.
I was just flashing on in my life. I've been with several master storytellers.
Ooh.
One by the name of Ken Feit, F-E-I-T. And when I was in Seattle around 1970, I was in a small storytelling with Ken. Tragically, he died in a motorcycle accident not long after. But I was so enchanted. The art of storytelling is so deeply enchanting to me. It touches my soul.
Oh,
it touches my child. It touches my creativity.
Yes.
So why am I saying that? Because we're talking story here.
This is talking story. The intention behind My Mana'o is to tell the stories of you and the other 40-plus DJs that make this radio station come alive every hour of every day.
Yes.
And as a volunteer, a new volunteer to the station a couple years back, I was just blown away at the quality of music, the quality of shows, and the fact that you're all volunteers. So Michael Elam, I said, okay, wait, what? These are incredible.
Yeah.
This mix of people that do this for the love of music.
That's
how My Mana'o came to be, is just this desire to understand more about the people like you that do this and that share this gift of music with Maui and beyond.
Yeah. So when you see us doing this, you know we're getting something out of it.
You have to.
I mean, why would we do this? I love the ocean. I would spend these sometimes 8 hours a week in the booth in the ocean.
Yeah.
Of course, I might have gotten nabbed by a critter in the ocean too. So maybe this is my salvation.
Yeah, this keeps you safe. You're safe in these four walls.
Yeah, I'm safe in here. It's a very safe place, and that's part of why I do what I do.
Yes.
It's safe in the sense that I can express as fully as I want my creativity. What an amazing opportunity.
An amazing opportunity. And you have not one but two shows here at Mana'o Radio. Tell us, what are the names of the shows, and tell us a little bit about each show.
First to say that I started on the air with a DJ named JJ.
Okay.
And JJ and I were friends way back. Barry Shannon was alive, and JJ and I would walk on the beach, and he would say to me, we should do radio together. And I'd say, what? He said, yeah, we should do radio. And so we talked about this, where would we get to do it? And he said, there's that Barry Shannon guy, you know, he's got Mana'o Radio. We should go talk to him. And it took some doing, because in those days, if you wanted to be a DJ, it's like Barry said, you know, everybody wants to be a DJ here. Sorry, but we finally found our moment. And we all hit it off. JJ, Barry, Shannon, and I.
And that was what year, by the way?
That was Bill Best's 60th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
That was 17 years ago in April. The long and short of it is, and in those days, if you were accepted as a potential DJ, as Barry Shannon welcomed us, you're given a shift midnight to 6.
Ooh, you're dedicated if you take that shift.
I know. I'm usually in bed by 8 or 9 latest, because I have early midnight to shift, but we really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So JJ and I were on the air together, and they mercifully spun us out of the midnight to six shift pretty soon and gave us a show together. I believe it was on Saturday morning.
Okay.
So I really got in the door through JJ's chutzpah.
Gotcha.
You know, because I wouldn't have thought of it because I don't have any background in being on the air. I don't have any background in music and performing.
That's amazing to hear you say that. Because again, you have two shows every week, right? Are they both every week?
No, one is every week and the other is generally every other week.
Gosh.
Yeah.
No background. Okay, tell us Wednesday mornings, right? Tell us about your first show on Wednesdays.
Wednesday mornings is called The B Train. And I've been coming in, I usually walk in the door here about 5:20 in the morning. On Wednesday morning, I set my alarm for 4:05. I've been doing this for a long time. So you know I must get something personal from this to do it.
Yes.
And I do. Yes. It's a tremendous opportunity.
Yes.
I love music so much. I have a very eclectic taste in music, so my shows come out quite eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me it kind of goes back to, you know, what Duke Ellington, I think, famously said, if it sounds good and it feels good, then it is good.
And I remember you sharing that quote, your favorite quote. It's also on the website. I love your write-up on manaoradio.com. You have a bio there. And it reminded me of the time we met pre-COVID, you know, a Manao Radio volunteer get-together. And one of the things that always stuck with me, hearing you describe, you know, the power of music and how you bring that forth in your Wednesday morning show, The B Train. You want it to feel good. Good music is good medicine.
Absolutely.
And you select music with mana in it.
Exactly.
And the rhythm and flow of your show really begins a certain way in the morning. The 6 o'clock hour, o'clock hour has a little bit of a vibe to kind of wake people up.
Yes.
There's like some children singing. So tell me about that your Wednesday show and that concept of what you believe music to really be this medicine in our lives. It's necessary. And you look for nourishing music and music with mana. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I will. Because people used to say to me, you ought to be a radio doctor.
A radio doctor.
And now that I'm on the air, they say, are you a radio doctor? Well, I'm not the kind of doctor like Dr. Joyce Brothers. Is that who is you? You know, I don't give medical advice on the radio, but I do recognize what you're talking about. So my first hour is really one of my favorite times to be on the air. Mm-hmm. And I choose music that's both gentle, you know, and kind of welcomes people into the day, and at the same time, energizing and gets the blood moving.
Yes.
So the first 15 minutes tends to be the most gentle, though I vary things. And then gradually, as we go from the 6 o'clock hour to seven, things become more upbeat. But I love to say that I choose music that touches the heart, stirs the soul, and gets the blood moving at times, you know? Because that's important. So that's one kind of medical concept.
Yeah.
You know, moving the blood. You can help. You can give pills for someone with thick blood, and that helps the blood flow more easily.
Yep.
But music, it's, I know in myself how powerful it is. I had on my show today, I had a caller from Sonoma County, California, who knew Barry Shannon and has known Kathy Collins as well for a long time.
Wow.
And I played a song and he said, I'm here in tears because my father used to play this song around the campfire.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I played Sons of the Pioneers this morning, on this show. And this kind of thing, it just really gets me because Tim, he was feeling deeply moved by the synchronicity. How would I know? Because when I choose, I don't know who's going to hear what. Somehow the Sons of the Pioneers was very evocative for Tim and for another caller as well. And so that was an example of touching the heart.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to touch. I wouldn't say I'm trying to touch the heart, but I'm opening my heart to the kind of music that touches me.
Yeah.
And if I'm touched and I'm in a flow with being touched and hearing, playing music that is that feels good and sounds good, then I trust that it'll be that way for the audience.
It is such a gift that you're giving us, the audience, the listeners. I am absolutely just a regular listener of your Wednesday morning shows, because you never know what you'll hear, but you can always, I don't know, I can tell it's Dr. B. There's just there's usually some really great messages that come through in the music, and I recognize too how you tie it with world events at times, mm-hmm. and things that we're going through, and how these melodies and lyrics really, I feel you trying to help us feel good through the musical choices that you put out. I feel that.
And thank you for receiving that.
Yeah.
You know, there are just so many things I heard on the radio just on the way in today, that there have been studies, careful studies of people and cats, you know, petting cats.
Oh.
And that when one pets a cat, you know, it just soothes the whole system. Mm-hmm. It's really good medicine to pet a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, other DJs and I, we do shout outs.
Yes.
We say, you know, it's so nice. David, there you are in Kula, you know, Marlon, of course.
Yeah.
And now I know more that, you know, that you listen to Joy. And, you know, there's something about the connect.
Yeah.
You know, the heart to heart. That's so important for me, because life for me is about connection.
Yes.
And so I guess how I got to be a DJ is that I got to, the door opened for me to explore connection through music, mm-hmm. and the power of music to heal, and especially in these times.
Yes.
When so many people in the world are really in the deep doo-doo and dealing with it.
Yep.
You know, I know that in my own life. And what a time to offer people music that is healing.
Yeah.
You know, and you can put these words on it, like healing. It doesn't really mean anything so much until there's the actual music
mm-hmm.
that's chosen and heals. There's even music I play with the voice of Ram Dass, you know, sometimes early
love
in the morning.
Those tracks.
You know, with Ram Dass. And
mm-hmm.
Ram Dass and I were very close, you know, mm-hmm. through the final years of his life. And he got together with a group called East Forest, a group of musicians.
Yes.
And I love the combination of East Forest and, you know, Ram Dass's voice emerging like a lotus flower from a pond out of East Forest. So that's an example of something, you know, you've heard me play.
A couple weeks ago, you had the track called Nature.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. It just melts me. I love it, because I love nature and I love to get out in nature and to hear Ram Dass, you know, just to hear his words, especially if you're out in nature.
Yes, right. We know how healing it is mm-hmm. to go and be in nature, to go for a walk. And I know that there's so many people in this world who really don't have in their lives much opportunity to be out in nature. They're so consumed. Maybe their jobs are in windowless buildings and, you know, they're just enclosed a lot.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't thought of it quite this way, but I like music that takes us beyond our enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a lot of Jupiter influence in my astrological chart.
Okay.
I have a strong moon in Sagittarius.
Okay.
And I think of Jupiter as the, and Sag as the unlimited horizons vibe. Mm. So as a DJ, I really like to go into unlimited horizons and not even know what's coming next myself. I sequence things in the moment. I do bring in possibilities that I may choose from or I may not.
Well, that's part of the beauty of Mana'o Radio, right?
It sure is.
By design, you're able to have that complete freedom.
Of course.
And
I'm not the only one that does it that way. And, you know, I'm so happy to be part of the team. You know, I identify especially with the 6 to 10 in the morning team.
Yep.
The other people in my slot, you know, like Fat Tony, like Marcus,
Serotonin,
you know, like Serotonin, and like, you know, we're the ones who naturally get up early, I guess.
Yep.
That's why they've given us this shift.
Yeah.
And we're in here doing our thing, just our hearts as full as we can have them be, with the kind of spirit that the airwaves can bring.
And that, again, is what I think is so incredibly special about this radio station, is not only do you as a DJ have complete freedom to play whatever you want, but you are doing this for the love of it.
Absolutely.
Zero paycheck. You are a volunteer.
Yes.
You put so much. It's not like you just turn on Spotify and just let it go. You are carefully pulling together these songs week after week.
Oh, yeah.
What a gift. Mahalo, Dr. B.
Oh.
I mean, Well, what keeps you doing this?
I don't know. It's hard for me to think of it actually from the point of view of what I get out. You know, I get so much personally from this. So thank you for your appreciation. But it's a little, you know, it's a little challenging for me to then take your perspective and to see me as someone who's offering something, honestly. You know, I mean, I believe my mind says, yeah, you're offering something. You're getting up in the morning sometimes and 4 hours on the air. But it's really, and I think maybe this is true of human nature or some human's nature, that, you know, the love that we give is really the love that we feel coming back. And it's hard really to separate the one from the other.
Yes.
You know, and I get a lot of love here. I don't always get phone calls, but today on the show, there were lots of phone calls from all over the place. And I appreciate the phone calls because I'm reminded, you know, like the person who called from California to say, oh, thank you for playing Sons of the Pioneers. I now have a 4-CD set of the Sons of the Pioneers, and I found it last weekend at our event.
Oh, my goodness.
People were selling stuff. This is a Reader's Digest set of 4 CDs in perfect condition, and for $5... I nabbed it. And just in a moment, I was passing the booth, and I said, oh, I just, you know, I nabbed this. And now I have 80 cuts on CD.
Oh, wow.
Of the Sons of the Pioneers. Now, I could find a lot of that music maybe on YouTube. I play off of YouTube. I play off of Spotify. But it helps me. I'm a very kind of concrete thinking person. Mm-hmm. Things become real when I can touch them and read them and feel them. So this is part of why I like the tangible CDs. Here at the station, we have a beautiful, amazing library of CDs, including collections of the various DJs. As I'm looking here, Tom Littell has shelves, for example, of CDs. Babalu has drawers full of CDs.
Yep.
And they're generous with me and the other DJs. They say, use them. Just put them back where you find them.
Yeah.
But use them so I can learn what I can of other people's collections. Jeremy Jarvis left his wonderful collection. Mm. And the possibilities are limitless. I mean, the weeks that I have 8 hours on the air, that's the scratching the thinnest surface of what I could possibly, I mean, just think of it. Could
amazing.
Be here all day. My whole life I could be here playing
music.
Oh
my gosh, it really is infinite. It is an infinite mix of incredible music, but chosen, each song chosen with love. How do you compose your shows? What inspires you week after week? How does the show come together?
Here's what comes to my mind. I love to make salads.
Okay.
So if I'm thinking of making a salad when I shop, if they have jicama, say, that's special, I get some jicama. You know, if there's local organic cucumbers that look really good, I'll nab cucumbers, maybe some sunflower sprouts. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just accumulate different elements for the salad. You know, if there's a worthy tomato, I mean, I'm a little spoiled living in the Northeast because, you know, we used to have tomatoes like by the bushel, you know, and my dad gardened and everything. But here, you're lucky if you find an heirloom tomato, it might be $5 or $6 a pound. Mm-hmm. I don't buy many, maybe one. But the thing is, this is the way I do radio shows.
Okay.
I through the week, I'm pulling together parts. Sometimes when I'm snorkeling, I spend a lot of my week in the ocean, a lot of my mornings in the ocean.
Okay.
Songs just come to me.
Huh.
Or ideas for playlists come to me. Like today, I did a list that had to do with Blue Eyes.
Okay.
You know, I did Willie Nelson's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Oh. I did Mika Penniman from the UK, you know, Blue Eyes. I did two musicians who were known for the Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra and James Hunter and so on. You know, but it just came to me like, those pieces. So there's the pieces for the salad, but then there's certain parts that are similars. I do similars like that.
Okay.
And of course, birthdays, you know, Bill Best is the one who really does a thorough birthday thing.
Mm-hmm.
But today there were three birthdays. Yesterday, Ray Charles and Bruce Springsteen. And earlier in this week, Leonard Cohen. So a birthday is in itself a center post for a similar.
Yeah.
So for Leonard, for instance, I did a sequence of quite a number of covers of his music. And then toward the end of the show, some of music with Leonard singing.
Oh.
Because we're not, you know, we're limited by our, what is it, the FCC. Mm-hmm. We can't just play one musician in sequence. We can play up to 3 songs by one musician and have to be at least 2 different CDs or 2 different sources.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like making a good salad.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but I like pieces that go together. And, you know, it's Hispanic Heritage Month right now.
Yeah.
Between mid this month, September, and mid next month.
Yeah.
And so I've been pulling out today. I pulled out several songs, all that were from Puerto Rico.
Okay. Oh.
You know, and we have that came really off of our shelf. I burned it years ago. We had a burner, but that's old technology. We don't even do burns anymore. But I still have the burn of the Puerto Rico Putumayo CD.
Oh, wow.
And I played from that. And then I got into percussionists that are Latin percussionists,
yeah.
You know, as a rally point. So I guess, yeah, they're the parts. And then they're the way the parts come together into themes. Sometimes stated as themes, sometimes not stated. Sometimes just for me as a way. You see, we talked about how infinite the possibilities are. It's like it'd be overwhelming. I just go out of my mind with all the possibilities.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of chunk it down to some kind of rallying point, like a birthday, like Blue Eyes, you know, like Hispanic heritage.
Yeah.
Just to make it possible for me to not get my mind blown while I'm trying to prepare things.
And you don't have a musical background. You just, how?
When I was in high school, I played the trumpet in a marching band.
How did you just get inspired to say, I want to have a show on Manao Radio?
Well,
just,
I mean, I credit JJ,
gosh.
As I was saying earlier. I would have never been with this station. I would have never had the chutzpah, let's say. I would have never had the chutzpah to put my foot in the door and call Barry Shannon and say, hey, I want to be a DJ. I would have never even thought of it.
But you're just a catalogs of all these music are now, it feels like you know music so well. And it has been 17 years
okay.
now.
Here's my confession, yes.
Okay.
Almost everything I've learned in those 17 years.
Wow.
95%, I would say, at least of what I play, I would have never heard of.
Wow.
I was so busy being a student, I hardly had time to listen to music. Yeah, I knew the Beatles. I knew the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
I knew the Eagles.
Yeah, the
basics. I mean, you'd have to be comatose not to know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Steely Dan, I never heard of Steely Dan before
kidding.
This gig. Jazz, which I love, what I love to tell people, and it's true, I couldn't tell you what instrument Dave Brubeck played. But in the last 17 years, I have been on such a learning spiral.
Gosh.
And it's so fun for me. And this is part of the answer. Why do I come in? It's so fun for me. And people call in. I had someone call in today, tell me about a song. You know, it was kind of a cowboy western song. He heard me playing that stuff. And so I was able to find it on YouTube and also on Spotify. So, you know, 15 minutes later in the show, I played the song mm-hmm. for him and for me. Point being, I discovered a whole new song and performer there that I hadn't known about.
Oh.
So I'm a learner here. I'm a learner in life. But in this role, you know, Ram Dass loved to talk about how we're souls in roles. So in this role as a Manao radio DJ, I have such opportunity for learning. And I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Oh,
I mean, I just take the opportunity and run with it.
Heck yeah. You are running really well.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like a candy store in here with all these CDs
yeah.
we're surrounded by.
It's not like I'm trying to find ideas for my shows. It's like ideas are like falling out of the sky onto my head or, you know, as I'm swimming, they're I'm tasting them in the salt water.
Oh, it's so great.
That's really how it happens.
Tell me about your second show on Manao Radio.
Oh, my Holo Holuna Mele. Yeah, the shows are in some ways similar.
Okay.
But the Holo Holuna Mele, I mean, it's, to me, music that's more suitable for midday.
Okay.
It's
and
a
that's
little bit,
what days, what times?
Oh, it's on Saturdays, generally the second and fourth Saturday from 10 to 2.
Okay.
And so I think the biggest difference is that for me, I do like music that suits the time of day.
Okay.
Like I mentioned, JJ, he used to have a show, Cafe JJ, from 5 to 8. And it was just the most perfect music, I thought, for that time of day.
Mm-hmm.
People driving home from work or sitting down and have a glass of wine or, you know, whatever they're
yeah.
doing. You know, so early morning, you know, is one thing. That's the B-Train show. But the Holo Holo is much more wide open. Often the rhythms are much more upbeat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like wailing basses very much, but, I played, I think, Steve Miller this morning, and there was some wailing bass. And, you know, I mean, I venture into music that to me would be too jarring between 6 and 10. Not everybody agrees. I hear some of the shows between 6 and 10 who have some, you know, wild and crazy stuff. But how wonderful that is, because all of us have such a different thing. I was talking to Marcus at our event last weekend about how he does shows. And I said, you know, the thing that interests me about your show most is it's full of music I would have never heard of any of, and a lot of it I really like. And he said, you know, what I'm working with is finding a groove. That's what he said. Hmm. I get into a groove. There's a groove to this music. And so that's how Marcus listens for music and mm-hmm. listens to music. Mm-hmm. It's finding the groove, and I got that, but I wouldn't have gotten that about his show until he told me. So I learned something about, maybe I could be in more of a groove thing too. I could, you know, because we all learn from each other. We DJs,
yes.
We're just learning all the time. Cat Black's program with their early, you know, 40s and 50s stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I love that stuff, but I never, in a way, I never dared to play much of that because I didn't think there was an audience for it. In my thinking mind. But yet Kat has a show that has a wonderfully responsive audience. And I learn from her. I find out about new musicians from the 40s and the 30s. And now with Spotify, I can go in a moment and find them and listen to some of their music and select what of it I like and create a playlist from it, or a potential, I call it a potential playlist, because I never use the playlist. I don't just come in and play them as they're sequenced, but pieces of them.
Well, you touch on something that I've heard other DJs say, and I've heard you share before, too. You just mentioned kind of talking with Marcus. The DJs here are fans of the other DJs.
Yes.
And you get inspired by each other, listening to each other's shows. Tell us about that. Who inspires you? You mentioned Marcus.
Oh, well, I got to mention Fat Tony first, because I haven't mentioned Tony. You see, I would love to be funny. You know what I mean? But Fat Tony is funny.
He is darn funny.
He is, because it's just who Fat Tony is.
Supernatural.
You know, it is supernatural. Yes. So I just love how he goes in there, and he's an entertainer in a way that only Fat Tony could do.
Yeah.
You know, if I tried to do Fat Tony, it wouldn't come off very well. I have
you.
To do Dr. B.
You got
to
be you, yeah.
And I can't do Marcus, and I can't, you know, I can't really do Kat. I can do some of her music because we have so much, you know, overlap there. But I'm inspired by so many of the DJs. Michael Elam, he and I have been friends since pretty much day one. Mm. We were members of the Kihei Canoe Club in the first year. We were in a halau together then. He's no longer in the halau. But we have been on dives together. We really...
He was our last episode, and he spoke about how he came to know Mana'o Radio by meeting you and that really great canoe culture, you know,
that's
everyone
right.
coming together and just like meeting so many incredible people here when he moved to Maui, and just how that opened the doors and opened him up. And he actually shared that he, you know, dreamt as a young child becoming a DJ in music. So
yeah.
It's really cool.
Now, he is
a
musical
story.
Family.
Yes.
His dad was very much into music. And
he's a musician, obviously.
You know, I come from a science family mainly. Yeah. My father was a physicist. But I even forgot that I was the most early conduit for Michael.
Yeah.
But once he met Bill Best, whose show is also rocks, you know, I mean, there's so many shows that rock. Bill really saw the potential. Mm-hmm. in Mike and was very big on wanting to bring Mike into the fold.
And he shared that you all got together, kind of started a tradition that still happens to this day, where he'll come on to one of your Wednesday shows and you guys share an hour together.
Oh, we do. We've been doing that tradition for a long time. Yeah. And then Linda Lopez and I have our own thing. Linda she lived on my property.
Okay.
There was a dwelling there that I rented to her. This was years ago.
Wow.
So we know each other from being housemates.
Yeah.
And she would always talk about, she'd say, geez, I could be a DJ. I know so much about music. And I was thinking, so could everyone and their uncle. And now Linda has this wonderful show. You know, she's just
fabulous.
A natural, and her range of music and her loving is so, her heart is so big on the air.
Yep.
All of that. And I just marvel at that. How, you know, that's over a period of maybe 15 years between the time I met Linda and she voiced that interest in being a DJ. And now, when she's been aboard a few years now.
Yep.
She does that Sunday show twice a month, and just community radio, you know, it's really, it's in the blood of really everybody. Everybody who does that. DJ Muse, who preceded me this morning, Isabel, you know, she's, to me, she's a specialist. She's really into the New Orleans vibe.
Yeah.
And she embodies that vibe. She inhabits that vibe so terrifically.
Yeah.
You know, and there's overlap with her. What one day, I guess a couple of weeks ago, she played some music that I actually had played in my show on Wednesday, which is surprising, only that I'm so eclectic, and to me, she's so specialized.
Yeah.
You know, but there was this it was Louis Jordan. Oh, it's only us chickens here, or something like that. I love to play songs about chickens. I found a song called When a Man Loves a Chicken. I found this part of Bill Best's collection.
That's hilarious.
Well, yeah, yeah. You know, and I understand. I mean, I'm involved with animal rescue.
Yes, I was going to say, you're a big animal lover.
Yeah,
and I'm on Emma's the board.
Of Leilani Farm Sanctuary. And yeah. And, my show on Wednesday is about to have a brand new underwriter. I don't know if you know yet.
I don't.
Cat Cafe Maui.
Oh, fantastic. Well, now you have this, you know, evidence-based information on the soothingness of petting
exactly.
a cat and how it can chill us all out.
Yes. I already have a list of cats who listen to the program. An ever-growing list.
Wow, that's great.
Maybe with Cat Cafe, you know, being one of my two underwriters.
They'll be beaming in the musical energy of Manila.
And I
radio.
Have a cat now, a cat that adopted me, came out of the woods three or four months ago and now lives with Emma and me.
Wow.
Emma's my little four-legged, for anyone who's listening, wonder who's Emma. Emma's my pal for the last 16 and a half years.
Yeah, I heard a little bells earlier of her just kind of getting settled in her cushy blanket here.
Yeah.
So that was a little sound effects.
She's in the sunshine now. But so the cats have really come into my life in a special way. So
animals.
Yeah.
And actually, that was another story I remembered from our first meeting, that I was just talking about what makes Manao Radio so special and how important is it to the community. And you said it's like if there was no Manao Radio, it would be like all the birds. Yeah,
exactly.
Would go extinct.
I'm remembering.
Having
it would
no
be,
sound of birds.
What would life be without the birds and the songs of birds? Mm-hmm. You know, and the songs of whales. You know, I have a couple of recordings of actual whale sounds off of, you know, Maui waters. And oh, how I love to play those. We don't know what they're saying. Humans don't have words for what they're saying. But the communication it's so deep.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I've been in the ocean when whales have come close.
Mm.
You know,
special.
Yeah, or in canoes when whales have come close.
Right.
So special.
Oh.
And I think, who on earth, how few people ever get this opportunity?
I know. And just to dunk your head underwater when they're nearby and hear the symphony of the whale songs.
Yeah. So maybe this is part of what we do. We take experiences that many people haven't been able to have through music or through the recorded voices of animals they haven't been that close to and put them on the air, bring them onto the air so that others can be touched directly by that vibe. By those actual voices or by the vibrations that come through musicians who have experienced. I'm thinking of one musician who's experienced the elephants a lot in India.
Mm.
And her music is really devoted to the cause of elephants. Her name is Jamie Sieber. She's Canadian.
Oh, cool.
She's been to Maui. And I have a CD of hers called Hidden Sky.
Mm.
And even in the liner notes on the CD, you know, she just talks about the elephants. Her heart is just called to the plight, let's say, of elephants wanting to help. Mm-hmm. And so in her music is the love, a person's love for elephants going out to most people who have never met an elephant. I mean, in India, I've met elephants in the streets.
Right.
I have a friend right now who's in sub-Saharan Africa who's experiencing elephants and other, you know, animals very close range, and has been posting the pictures on Facebook and, you know, being so close.
Majestic.
Just, yeah. So I think this is part of what we offer is You see, we're taking individual works of art that musicians have created. And then we've got to do something more than just have something like, you know, playlists on the air or you know, just coming random is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
We've got to do better than just randomizing good, even if these are very good works of art, and many of them are. There's something about the way we sequence them,
yes,
what we say in between to prepare the listener to really get the juice,
yep,
from the fruit there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of what we bring. We bring some kind of discernment, some kind of personality, intelligence. We have a very intelligent group of DJs. It's,
yes,
impressive.
Incredible. Incredibly,
I mean,
talented.
Smart, among,
yes,
other things. God, smart and talented. And you know, I could go on and on with more names. I mentioned some of the names of those, yeah, who inspire me, but pretty much everyone who's on the air inspires me.
Well, gosh, yeah, again, the fact that you maybe didn't think of it as a gift, but how you just described pulling these songs together with intention, and just the love that goes into it. It could just be throwing a few CDs, pulling a few CDs off the shelf and throwing some songs on the air.
Yeah.
It's so much more than that. And that's what I think as people learn about you and learn about the other DJs and truly all that goes into what you do, it just hopefully makes us all appreciate so much more each and every one of you and community radio. The fact that we have this community radio station.
Yeah, it's a special,
you know.
You know, and I think part of what the other DJs do for me sometimes is to, quote, give me permission,
uh-huh,
like in this area. I'm thinking of conversations I've had with Bill Best,
mm-hmm,
where he said, you know, people want to, they want to know who we are. And Bill isn't one to talk too much on the air, but he's one, in my view, that he talks just enough.
Mm-hmm.
He sometimes breaks out into stories of his days in San Francisco,
yeah,
you know, wherever he's been. And he really goes into it. And I'm listening and I'm thinking, yeah, I can do more of that, not overdo it. This is where we have to be so careful as DJs. We don't want to overdo our pulpit.
Yeah.
You know, and Bill to me is a great example of doing that, but not overdoing, so that we give a nice glimpse of who we are. You know, I mentioned my little dog, for example.
Yes, yes.
I mentioned, you know, swimming on the way to the station, you know, to kind of prepare me to sit for a while.
Yep.
But I think this is good that we bring real live human beings here.
Yes.
You know, instead of canned material. It's not about material. It's not about the material. It is about the music, mm-hmm, but not music as material, but music as like a wellspring of life, like that. You know, and each one of us, we can only do it the way we can do it. There's only one authentic way to do it for each of us, and that's to be authentic in our doing.
I want to talk about the station. This is the 20th anniversary year of Mana'o Radio.
Yeah.
So you've just shared you've been with the station for 17 years.
Yeah.
That's a really incredible milestone. Tell us what that means to you, being a part of this this team of amazing people for two decades, doing all of this through these four walls, and now live streaming and on demand available.
Yeah,
it's like evolving. It
would have been hard to imagine what we've come to.
Yeah.
And I've talked to many people here. Most people haven't been here 17 years. Some have been here longer. Some have been here since the absolute get-go.
Mm.
But to appreciate where we've come from.
Yeah.
I mean, it started in a bedroom.
Right.
You know, Kathy and Barry's bedroom.
And Kathy was on this podcast as well, so we got to hear that
story.
Oh,
has Kathy been on? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And, you know, it moved from there to our first location, which is in an industrial park area of Wailuku. That's pretty seamy.
Yep.
We had to take what we could afford.
Yeah.
You know, so we've come such a long way. I'm so grateful to have been part of this journey, just like I'm grateful to have lived into my, you know, seventh decade of life, because there's so much one sees and experiences that puts everything in perspective.
Yes.
But we have come a long way, baby.
And this has been a fabulous way to celebrate this year. This 20th anniversary year has been this incredible series of live music events and Mana'o Radio kind of taking, working with Maui's incredibly talented musicians and having these community events featuring music. What has that been like to you and the Kula Festival?
It has been, first of all, so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. You know, as recently as last weekend, we were at an event there at St. John's. That was my first time ever going to that event. And even to do it this year, I had to find a sub for my show because I had shifted with Ray Mayron so that he could be at the event. But I didn't realize, you know, that I wanted to be, I really, really, my heart said, I just belong there. I want to be there. So Kat and Tim sat in for me, bless them. For doing the show. I was so pleased because I appreciate what they both do in the air so much as well. So first of all, it's just been fabulous fun.
And it reinforces, does it not, the interconnection of Mana'o Radio with Maui's musicians, Maui's music community.
Yeah. I mean, how brilliant to reach out to St. John's and to say, we would like to team up at your festival and we'll do the music part. We'll coordinate that whole part. Maybe it was Michael Elam or whoever all reached out and made those connections. And then once they were made, so many came forward. So many of our DJs were able to be there hosting the event.
Yes.
You know, not only our DJs, but you, Joy, were there, you know, working, you know, in your way behind, I don't think of it as behind the scenes. To me, it's so out there. When I see you, you're right on the front burner for me. But you do other than DJing, you don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it just, once we get the connections made with the community, the energy that's attracted to that within our ohana here, plus outside the ohana, you know, so we were interfacing with people who were connected mostly with the church there.
Yeah.
And that's why they're there. They come every year.
Yeah.
And I got to be a wandering schmooze ambassador.
Yep.
Just talking it up.
Yeah.
Which for me is like what I would have been doing anyway.
Yeah.
But I made a point of it.
Well, it was fun to be in the Mana'o Radio tent with the other DJs and just answering questions, but to also just see members of the community, listeners come up and go, oh my gosh, Mana'o Radio, we love you guys. And and to be able to start conversations there and say, well, you know, that's Fat Tony, right? Hey, this is Marcus Springs. People were blown away to be able to meet the DJs live and in person. And it was so sweet to see the DJs receiving that love in exchange for the love that they put out week after week after week.
That's so beautiful. I can really get your, you know, being part, you were part of that team with the exchange of love. Also, you had a sign-up list for future volunteers, which was wonderful. I know a friend of mine, Kiyoki, who lives in Kula and is a regular listener, is signed up on that list. He's one.
Yeah.
And he's a multi-talented guy, and I hope there'll be particular things he can offer.
Yeah, and that's it's part of the, you know, connection in the community is to let people know, remind them that this is all volunteers from the people putting the shows together, the wonderful DJs, but everyone behind the scenes. So we have to, if we love this, if we love this gem, this treasure, this Mana'o Radio, 2 decades old, and hopefully for 2 decades plus more, it takes all of us to come together and support it. And it, and in your opinion, is it worthy of support, this little radio station, this community, independent, commercial-free radio station? Why is it important in our lives?
Why is it worthy of support? Wow, it's just a beautiful, beautiful experiment. You know, we're this little station in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you know, and I think of the Hawaiian expression, if can, if no can, no can. We can. We know that we can, and we do. And we're just all so energized by the doing of what we can do, which is being a conduit, each of us being a conduit for what we offer back. And each of us, you know, fortunately, being healthy enough that we have extra energy to offer into this. You know, a lot of people in the world are just subsisting. They're really busy just putting food on the table, for example, even if they have a table. Yeah. And so we are very fortunate. And those of us, I guess, who have this extra, and we know that volunteering in general is one of the healthiest things a human being can do. I know this through our Leilani Farm Sanctuary, to see the joy that people get from volunteering.
Yeah.
And so there's just, in itself, being a volunteer, I'm a volunteer here and in several other contexts on the island. But wow. Giving is where it's at. It doesn't even feel like giving. I have to step back from it to see, oh, you're giving of your time and talent, as we say on the air for new people. That's true. But it's not giving in a way that anything is being diminished. To the contrary.
You know? Oh, Dr. B, what an incredible conversation with you today. What a treat.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it too.
A huge mahalo to you for everything you do for Mana'o Radio and for being here for such an incredible span of time and giving such love into all of your shows. We feel it. Absolutely.
You.
We appreciate it.
Oh,
so
great.
Mahalo.
Thank you so much. And thanks for listening to my show. I'm touched that you're hearing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Ahuiho.
Ahuiho. Malama pono.
This has been My Mana'o, a podcast brought to you by Mana'o Radio 91.7 FM KMNO, based on the beautiful island of Maui, Hawaii. In Hawaiian, sharing your Mana'o means to exchange thoughts, ideas, feelings, and expertise. Tune in next time as our DJs, volunteers, and other special guests share their Mana'o about all things music. If you have questions or suggestions, please message us on social media at Mana'o Radio. Mahalo!